Through our years together here on Day by Day, I've told you several stories about my father. He occupies hero status in my mind and in the mind of my kids as well. When I was younger, I witnessed him chase down criminals and break up fights by tossing guys around like they were beanbags. My dad is older now, but still, he has a job that can sometimes put him in sketchy situations. So for instance, a couple of years ago at a gun show, my 70-plus-year-old dad had grabbed an older teenager that had stolen a gun. And that teenager didn't think my dad was capable of handling him, so the kid started trying to wrestle himself away from my dad. It didn't take long for that kid to realize who was in charge of the situation when he found himself pressed to the floor, and then pretty soon after that, his hands behind his back in handcuffs. It's always good to know who's in charge, who has the authority, who is really in control. And John 18 begins the immediate sequence of events that lead to Jesus' arrest and death on the cross. And some, as they read this account, may ask the question, who's really in charge here? Is it Judas and his will to formulate and execute a sinister plot against Jesus? Just because Jesus did not turn out to be the political hero Judas thought he was going to be? Are the Romans in charge and they just want to flex their strength and muscle to the Jews to keep them in their place? Is it Pilate who was acting to preserve his position? The chief priest and the Pharisees, Caiaphas, the high priest, finally going to shut up this revolutionary? Who has the authority and who is in control of the situation? With the first part of chapter 18, John paints a very vivid picture of who is in charge. And it may surprise you. When we consider this part of the gospel, we can often read it as if Jesus has no control and that he is the victim of mob mentality. We can oftentimes think of Jesus as a victim, getting caught in the garden by Judas and the soldiers, being pushed and prodded around, completely helpless to do anything about his situation. We think of him as one who got caught up in the rush of a frenzied crowd, and his disciples were just simply ineffective in trying to persuade the crowd otherwise. John, however, shows us differently. As he lays out this text, John carefully lays before us at least six pieces of evidence that point us to see that Jesus is in complete control of his own arrest and crucifixion. The arrest and the crucifixion was under the control of Jesus because he is a sovereign Savior who was submitted to the will of the Father. Today, when you pray, please pray for Prashant and Golda, our missionaries in India. And also remember the Ukrainian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Ukraine.